This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Monday. It is a Medal of Honor Monday, as you well know. That's coming up an hour from now. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. Here's what we got on tap for tonight. Why is a male swimmer winning female competitions? Don't worry, we're going to have a different conversation about that than everyone else. Why do things keep happening the majority of people don't want to happen? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about why they really fly their private jets everywhere while campaigning for climate change. Talk about what's going on with our standing in a world, a little Trump update, little DeSantis update, digital blackface, which is apparently a thing, some emails, all that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I do want to address something right off the bat. Longtime listeners of the show will know this, but allow me to address it right off the bat for everybody who's new and sitting there wondering, Jesse, what do you think about today's shooting? Jesse, did you hear about the shooter? Jesse, did you hear about the gun? Did you hear about the school? Did you hear about the this? Okay, everyone knows about the shooting today in Nashville, school shooting. You should understand this. I don't do mass shooting radio. Ever. I have never. I will never. I don't do it for a variety of reasons. The main reason I don't do it is this. I care about my country. I care about politics. I care about our culture. I care about the issues of the day. I care about what happens to the common man. I care. I genuinely care about these things. I care about doing a good show. It's not nothing for me. I want to sit down and make your day a little bit better. I care about all these things. But before I'm any of those things I just talked about, a citizen, a radio show host or whatever, before any of those, I am a father. I have two sons, James and Luke, 14 and 12. My little buddies are everything to me. I could not imagine, every parent listening knows what I'm about to say is true. And if you're not a parent yet, believe me, you will understand this when you become one. I'm not a paranoid person or an anxious person, as you can imagine. I don't lay awake at night tossing and turning. I hope my son doesn't have the sniffles. And yet even I will on occasion, rarely, but on occasion, I will think about that phone call. The worst phone call you could ever imagine if you're a parent. That phone call that says your child was in a car accident. He's not coming home again. Your child was shot in school today. He's not coming home again. And I think, when I think about that moment, I think about how I will survive, how I'll even go on. I don't think you'll ever hear my voice if that day ever comes back. If that day ever comes, God forbid, I don't think you'll ever hear my voice again. I'll probably just lay down and die. But that's what I think about. I think about the parents out there tonight as we speak, and earlier today, obviously, getting that phone call. And what I will not do is come on the radio with this huge platform I've been given, which is ridiculous. I don't even deserve it, and waste this platform or abuse this platform by standing on dead bodies and politicking. I will not do it. I don't do it. As I've explained 1,000 times, there are a lot of reasons, and we're about to go into these huge problems we have and huge divisions in our society. And that's actually what we're about to tackle here in a minute. But I will always believe one of the main factors that has caused such a huge division in this nation is the way Barack Obama handled mass shootings as a Democrat president for 8 years. Because for 8 years, every time there was one, he would run to the microphone and sound, well, he would sound pretty much exactly like this.
In his State of the Union, the president called on Congress to do something to stop the epidemic of gun violence, tearing families apart, tearing communities apart.
On a day when mourning is the most important thing, Democrats in this nation have decided it's not only acceptable, it's preferable to run to the microphone and the camera as the bodies are still warm and begin politicking. It has caused, in my opinion, irreparable divisions in this nation. Why is that? Well, humans have a nature. We have a nature. You do, I do. We have a nature. Why do you think it says in the Bible, Old Testament, Chris, about how there being a time for everything? Have you ever actually read that? Everyone knows the song, at least. A time to love, a time to hate, a time war, a time for peace. Why is there a time for everything? Because human beings, we need times of celebration. That's why we come together, for celebrations. It's your birthday. It's your wedding. We need times to mourn. There's a reason every society in history has had some form of mourning for the dead. Maybe you're a Viking and you're lighting somebody on fire as he floats down a boat down the river. That's really cool, by the way. Maybe you're, whatever your traditions are, people in that community, they come together in the wake of loss, and they hold each other, and they come together and they build each other up and support each other. And as a nation, if something horrible happens, that's what you should be able to do with your friends, family, neighbors, with the opposite party. No matter what the case is, that's what you should be able to do. Let's come. Hey, no, okay, you supported Biden. I voted for Trump. Who cares? Kids died. Let's come together. Hey, let's just say a prayer. Let's come together. Let's just be there for each other. But Barack Obama ushered in this age, and now this is the age we live in. It's not going to be reversed, where everything is an opportunity to gain power. And I won't do that. I'm not going to do it. Say a prayer for those families, those poor parents. But more than parents, obviously adults died too. Husbands, wives, sons, daughters, brothers. Today is the day. It's much more than a news story. Today is the day somebody's phone rang in this country with the phone call of nightmares. And we're not going to use that to do a radio show. So we'll say a prayer and we will move on. Now, let's do discuss something that is heavy, but I think we should understand something, because then this is going to be a real central theme of the show. Wall Street Journal did a big poll out there about the state of America and Americans, and there's so much in this we're going to go through. I've not really done something like this before on the radio, but there's so much in this to go through. It's talking about America's focus on having kids or patriotism or religion or various other things. There's a lot to this we're going to get to, but there are little parts of it people haven't talked about. And there are a couple headlines in these parts that really stood out to me above all. First, let's do this. The poll found 63% of Americans believe companies should not take political stands. Only 36% want them to. And then the poll said this. 43% say society's gone too far accepting transgender people, compared to 33 say it hasn't gone far enough. Okay. So Americans, they don't want companies taking these political stands. And Americans, the majority of them, at least the plurality, they don't want any more. Okay, enough of the tranny nonsense. But then I see these two headlines. ESPN, this is from Breitbart, by the way. ESPN honors male swimmer Leah Thomas during Women's History Month. And then this one. New Yorkers overwhelmingly support bail changes ahead of the state budget deadline. And it occurs to me that we may be in a situation, for a variety of reasons, and we're going to go through the rest of this poll and stuff, but for a variety of reasons, we might be at a place in this nation that I'm not sure we can reverse. And I don't like saying that, but here's why. Americans, for the most part, in general, the morale or majority, plurality, whatever word you want to put on it. If you go run into 10 people on the street, Americans, they do want to live in a good country. They do want to live in a prosperous country. They don't want tranny filth shoved down their throats. They don't want Coca-Cola to tell them communism is good. The Americans want what you want. But the reason I am so down tonight on what our future may look like is Americans also do not understand what they're dealing with it. And they don't understand why they're dealing with it. Therefore, they seem totally lost to combat it. When I see stats like this, you know what I see? I see a wounded lamb trying to make sense of why the lion is running at him so quickly. That's what I see. We're going to talk about the lamb and the lion and the future of the country here in just a moment. Let's do talk about the future of food here, though. It's not exactly a mystery. There's an alliance forming that's against us. It's not a mystery that there's a beef shortage, chicken shortage. It's not a mystery there are droughts in the various food-producing parts of the world. We know our power systems are vulnerable, our water systems. We understand all the problems. We do. But what do you do? You're going to go hide in the mountains? You're not going to do that. We just have to make basic preparations. Basic preparations, not drastic things. Basic things. Let's all do the basics. Do you have a way to acquire clean water if it stops coming out of your faucet? That's a basic. You need that. Get something. Tablets, straws, whatever they may be. Get something. All kinds of things out there. Food. Do you have a guarantee that you will eat if the grocery store closes? My Patriot Supply is that guarantee for you and your family. They have emergency three-month food kits, $200 off. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get one for everyone who lives in your home. $200 in savings. Believe me when I tell you, you will sleep better at night. MyPatriotSupply.com. Free shipping. $200 off. Go now.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's check in really quickly with Joe. He had some important stuff to say. Thanks, Joe. He also went downstairs, or he gave a little press conference today talking about the mass shooting. It opened up with stuff like this.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband, and I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
We're doing well. We're doing great. All right, now let's talk about where we are. Why? Why do Americans overwhelmingly, and poll after poll after poll, it looks like they reject the things that are happening in their nation and they want them stopped. I just went over the poll about Americans don't want companies taking political stands. Americans are tired of the tranny nonsense. ESPN, knowing all this, they honor a male swimmer pretending to be a dude for Women's History Month. Why is New York? Why are they not going to be changing bail things significantly when the people overwhelmingly want it? There's a poll right here. The people want it. Why? Here's what has happened, and it's a difficult state of affairs, and I feel most badly for older Americans, Republican, Independent, and Democrats, older Americans. You get used to certain things after you've lived long enough. You get used to things being a certain way. It's easier for younger people to adjustments and make adjustments to change. You don't have as many years of experience doing things a certain way. I remember when my kid got a laptop and he wanted to use headphones for his laptop because he's doing something. Well, I won't go into the details. He's doing something on his headphone. He wanted to use headphones, and he pulls out a set of headphones that he got for Christmas time, and he throws them on his head, and he looks at me and he says, or no, I look at him and I said, well, aren't you going to plug them in? You're going to plug them in. He looks at me totally weird and says, Dad, they're Bluetooth. I obviously know what Bluetooth is. I'm not an idiot. But I looked at the headphones and it didn't occur to me that they could connect to something without a wire. Why? I've lived 41 years and I always had to have a freaking wire. If I was 10, of course I'm used to society changing. Now, when it comes to a nation, here's what Americans don't understand. They don't understand that wolves have taken over every level of their institution. They believe because they want to believe that things are a little down or things are a little off or this person may be a little different or maybe this individual is bad, but overall it's not bad. Democrats are a great example of this, especially older Democrats, and I'm not blasting them for the first time ever. I feel genuine sympathy for it. New Yorkers, they want the bail laws changed so the communists stop turning criminals loose from jail. Well, picture how crazy this world is. There's two different worlds. First, let's deal with the world of the older Democrat. Let's say you're 65, 70 years old, listening to the sound of my voice in New York right now. You didn't vote for communists most of your life. You voted for Democrats. Maybe you think the rich should get taxed a little higher. Okay, we might disagree on that, but okay. Maybe you're a big fan of trade unions. You don't want workers dumped upon. I actually sympathize with that point of view. Okay. In your lifetime, you voted for maybe JFK, maybe Jimmy Carter, probably Bill Clinton. Okay, had some personal problems, but overall seemed to be a decent president. And that's just what you always did. So when you're a 65 to 70-year-old Democrat and you go down to the polls and you vote for, let me see, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, of course, he's the Democrat. Oh, yeah, New York DA Alvin Bragg, he's the Democrat. Okay, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, the Democrat. I mean, that's a no-brainer. I'll just vote straight, take it the way I always have. I mean, I voted that same way for Bill Clinton. You don't know, or maybe you can't quite accept. Brother, you just voted for at least one full-blown card-carrying communist and two others who work for the card-carrying communists. Now, that's hard for somebody older to wrap their mind around, isn't it? It's hard to wrap your mind around, I voted for Alvin Bragg, he's the Democrat, when Alvin Bragg has been trained his entire life to burn down the United States of America. That's his training. That's his goal. That's his job. Eric Adams probably doesn't have those motivations, but Eric Adams is also held hostage by the people who do. Kathy Hochul probably doesn't have those motivations. Her and her plastic face just want to be governor for a while, but she's held hostage by the people who do. But if you're some 70-year-old Democrat in New York, you don't understand. You're the one putting the wolves into power. You're putting them there and you're thinking to yourself, well, the last guy was crazy. This time will be different. No, if you keep voting the way you're voting, you're going to bring about the end of the United States of America with your voting habits. That's hard to digest when you've done the same thing and voted the same way for 65, 70 years. Well, I've always done it. Yeah, but even if you haven't changed, pal, they have. They very much have changed. So that world is now merging with a different world. And that's the world we're going to discuss here as we take this whole thing apart. This very, very, very different world. Now, before we get into any of that, let's talk about something great. I want to talk about something great. I want to talk about vet bills. Because the economy sucks. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows where we're going. I don't have to sit and beat you over the face with the horrible recession we're about to go into and maybe worse. Let's do keep in mind that they passed a $3 trillion bill in the midst of inflation that's currently ramping everything up and they're still printing money. You really don't need to pay take your dog to the vet once again. You understand Rough Greens on top of your dog's health, digestive enzymes, vitamins, minerals, probiotics, your dog's joints, your dog's mood, your dog's everything. You understand that your dog...
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Might just avoid the vet. When's the last time you took your dog to the vet? What did that bill look like? I think the last time we took Fred to the vet was a couple years ago. I think it was well over two bills. Or you could just get your dog some Rough Greens, pour it on his food every day, get your dog nutrition for the first time in his life, and it's a free jumpstart trial bag. Free! Roughgreens.com/Jesse. All you pay for is the shipping. You'll see a difference in your dog. Roughgreens.com/Jesse.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. What a great night! I'm excited for Medal of Honor Monday, 30 minutes from now. We got more coming. Oh, I should mention this little part before we get back to the what's happening in society today. Joe Biden today, talking about the shooting, decided to once again bring up his dead son, Beau.
You know, just like when in the military, my son was in Iraq for a year, other places, there's so many members of the military coming back with post-traumatic stress after witnessing the violence and participating in it.
Do you realize what a sociopath Joe Biden is? I am convinced that we've had this conversation on the show before, that if you spend long enough in politics, Republican or Democrat, that your soul will leave your body. That it will just, at one point in time, at some point, it's just gone. Maybe God just takes it away and puts it somewhere. Imagine the pain of losing a child. Joe Biden regularly, this is a regular thing, will take his son Beau's death and use it to campaign. He uses it for political purposes all the time. Ah, these people. All right, enough of that. But we're talking about society and why Americans, they don't want this, and they don't want companies to politic, and they don't want this to happen. Yet these things keep happening when all the numbers are on our side. We talked about the older Democrat and how that's one of the main components of this. Older Democrat, you're out there voting Democrat every time, and you don't realize full-blown America-hating communists now run your party. But there's the other part of it, and that's the part we're going to focus on. The people who run the party. Now, remember, they're not all the same entity, but they're all pushing the same direction. Let's start at the bottom up, right? We'll start at the bottom up. Let's deal with the street groups. Climate change nutters. These are the losers you see out there gluing their hands to art paintings and things like that. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the Rainbow Brigade with their pink feather boas and whatever else the Navy is doing today. Those are the street groups. These are off the street groups, remember, are made up of two different kinds of people. There are virtually no middle class people in the street groups. There are two different people who make up the street groups. One, lifelong, drugged out, violent losers with nothing else to live for, so they find a cause of some kind. And rich kids. Rich kids, Democrat parents. Remember, rich kids with communist parents have historically been the biggest communist monsters in the history of mankind. Those make up the street groups. All right, so what are they? What are they? They're the enforcement arm. They're the intimidation arm. Well, and look, it's effective intimidation. They're the intimidation arm. People don't want their faces bashed in. They don't want their shops trashed. They don't want their pro-life centers burnt down. They don't want the... So you always need an enforcement arm. They're important, so they're there. Now let's move up to the next group of people, the politicians themselves. We were talking about New York. Let's focus there. You're a 65-year-old New York Democrat. You voted for Alvin Bragg, Eric Adams, Kathy Hochul. Okay. But what you don't understand is whatever their political persuasion is, when you vote Democrat in the United States of America, You're voting for somebody who has no control over the direction of the party. Even if Eric Adams wants what's best for New York City, and he's a former cop, and he's a Democrat, but he really just wants the right things, none of that matters because Eric Adams is a puppet. A puppet. A puppet of who, though? Well, that brings us to the other group. The money. Remember this. The United States of America has the largest economy in the world. A $20 trillion economy. Our government will go out there and blow $4 trillion a year. Easily. Like it's nothing. Here's one thing that's a virtual guarantee in life. It is a guarantee in life. When you have money, amounts of money, exchanging hands, eventually you're going to have problems. If we started a game right now, right? Forget about a game. We're going to start a new thing right now where I just got super rich, right? I got a bunch of rich and I always walk around with gobs of money in my hands. And so every day I will hand $10,000 to Chris and Chris will hand $10,000 to Michael and Michael will hand $10,000 to the same $10,000 to another guy. The goal is everyone has to walk a mile until that $10,000 eventually gets to my house. Okay? Everyone. So we enlist as many people as we want. We all have to walk a mile. How long until less than 10 grand start showing up at the house? Chris just raised his arms. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. Shoot, we probably wouldn't make it past Chris, but we're not going into the details there. It's inevitable that Chris actually doesn't steal, which is amazing when you think about it. But anyway, it's inevitable. So now think about that in terms of the United States of America's treasury. The amount of money they hand out, gobs of it, billions of it, tens of millions, hundreds of millions, huge quantities of money they steal from you and then hand out to other people. Who are they handing it out to? They're handing it out to the people who fund them and keep them in office. So, like the headline was, New Yorkers overwhelmingly support bail changes ahead of the state budget. Oh, maybe they do. But Kathy Hochul isn't beholden to them. Kathy Hochul is beholden to a bunch of gigantic groups, the groups that spend huge amounts of money to get her elected to office. She's beholden to them. What Americans do not understand, what they have not wrapped their mind around because they're used to living in a normal country and not a late stage republic. Americans have not wrapped their mind around the fact you have people who run the country now who aren't concerned even a little bit about what the majority wants or what you want or what you're unhappy about or what it never enters their mind at all. Because we're a late stage republic now, it's really all about looting the treasury. The big money groups who fund Democrats locally and nationally, they demand a return on their investment. But they're not like Republican donors. They're not demanding a monetary return. George Soros doesn't give $1 million to Alvin Bragg with the hopes of making 1.2 million back. He's not crossing the T's and dotting the I's with the Excel spreadsheet. And well, it should pay off with 6% interest. He doesn't want that back. He has a different kind of investing in mind. He invests $1 million with Alvin Bragg because he expects Alvin Bragg to carry out his desired mission of burning New York City to ash, turn violent criminals loose, cause more mayhem and murder and chaos than you can imagine. This will inevitably aid the communists to gain more power. Kathy Hochul wants to stay governor, sure, but the big money groups who make her governor will always keep her from making any changes the people want. The people never enter their mind. The problem with that is the people of this nation, both Republican, Independent, and Democrat, are still under the impression that they do. they're still under the impression that the majority matters. The percentages matter. Oh, why don't these politicians know that 75% of us, we don't want trans kids? Oh, the politicians know that 75% of you don't want trans kids. These people live and die with polls and groups. The big money groups that want something different, well, they're going to get what they want. And you're getting nothing. And Americans don't understand it. All right, we'll finish up my thoughts on this. Then we're getting to Medal of Honor Monday, and we'll make fun of John Kerry and many other things right now. But let's give the tunnel to towers tonight. Let this be the night that we stop thinking about it, that you stop thinking about it, and begin your $11 monthly donation to Tunnel to Towers. Tunnel to Towers out there putting in the work on our behalf. Do you know how many Gold Star families do you know? Not many, probably. Tunnel to Towers finds them. It helps them. Trying to fill in at least some of that hole that left when mom died or dad died as a first responder or fighting for this country. Tunnel to Towers is paying off their mortgages. Tunnel to Towers is snatching up homeless veterans and giving them hope. Tunnel to Towers, they do good. T, the number 2T.org, all right? T2T.org, 11 bucks a month.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. There's so much more to this, and we're going to dig into this a bunch tonight. Might even do a little bit of history here in just about 10 minutes. But anyway, we're going to dig into this a bunch tonight. But remember, Americans, because we've existed in a normal nation for the longest time, have not made the proper adjustments to living in a late-stage republic. Another part of this disconnect, the ESPN honors male swimmer Leah Thomas during Women's History Month. Okay, what am I talking about? What disconnect? You, who, no matter who you are, if you're a Democrat, one of the many Democrats who hate listen to the show, you look at Leah Thomas for Penn. You're not stupid. You know that's a dude. That's a dude. Everyone knows that's a dude. That's a man. He's not a woman. Even if he gets the old twig and berries lopped off, he's still not going to be a woman. Doesn't matter how many surgeries you play Mr. Potato Head with him on, he's still just going to be a dude. Maybe one you mutilate and one that commits suicide at the age of 25, but still just a dude. That's it. Same way he is. You know this. You know this. But Americans, because they know this, they'll look at ESPN honoring a dude for Women's History Month, and they'll get angry, or they'll roll their eyes. But what they won't do is turn that anger into action, because we're not used to having to turn anger into political action in the nation. And this is what I mean. Actually, I have a great example of this from last night. One of my buddies is a Jersey guy. I was in the Marines with him, and we were texting back and forth last night about something totally unrelated. We weren't talking politics. We were actually making fun of another one of our buddies who just got married to some horrific woman, but that's another story. Anyway, we were texting back and forth last night, and as part of this, we started joking about various things, and he texted me something. It was a funny joke. It was a meme. It was an online meme about a transgender. It wasn't a swimmer. It was, what the heck was it? A rugby player. About a transgender rugby player. And we joked about it. We had a couple funnies about it. Oh, look at this dude. And a couple things like that. And maybe 45 minutes later, he texted me about something else and texted me, what? I thought about it. The second I turned on this article today, he said, oh, you're not going to believe this. Turn on ESPN right now. And I'm not faulting him, but what we have here is we have a disconnect with most normie norms, normal Americans. We have a disconnect on what will change the things they want changed. My buddy, he looks out there and he sees all this tranny madness and he wants it to stop. And he doesn't want doctors mutilating kids anymore. And he thinks it's ridiculous and he thinks it's funny and he thinks we're all on the same page. On the same breath, my buddy can't turn off ESPN who pushes and enables all of these things. Americans don't understand that things keep happening that they don't want to happen because they won't ever put their money where their morals are. Ever. It never seems to happen. Not in any significant level. I'm not worried about you, by the way. I'm talking about Normie Norm. I'm talking about my buddy. My buddy, if you were to sit down with him in his Jersey accent, my buddy shares every value you have, every value I have. You were to ask that guy about kids and life and family and America, and every single value of his is your value. Yet you will abstain whenever you can from spending money with people who hate you and doing things, spending money with people who will push things you despise. But my buddy, not only does he support it, my buddy hasn't even made the mental connection that he supports it. Oh, this tranny stuff's crazy. Next breath, Jesse, turn on ESPN. It's wild. Things keep happening in this country that the majority of Americans reject because the majority of Americans don't seem to understand. They must become active. They must become activists. You can't sit this one out. There is no neutral. If there is, well, you get what you get. Why are you having tranny stuff rubbed in your face every day? Why are they banning your gas stoves in New York and California? Why? The people don't want this. The people don't want this. Well, I'm standing at a gate. And at this gate, I have the authority to push you to the left or to the right. When you drive up to me in your car, I can say go left or go right. And you will go wherever I choose. Now, I'm just one man. There's you and 10,000 cars behind you on the bridge coming up to me on this gate. Now, let me ask you a question. Does your opinion of whether you want to go left or right, is it important? No, I'm the gatekeeper. I'm the one deciding it. Oh, but wait. What if, no, Jesse, there's 10,000 of us. And Jesse, all 10,000 of us, we all want to go right. I don't care. I'm the gatekeeper. You'll go where I decide you'll go. This isn't some kind of popularity contest. They're rubbing the trannies in your face on ESPN because they took over ESPN and they took over sports. They're banning your gas stoves even though you hate it because they infected and infiltrated every single part of our government. They do things the majority doesn't want done because they understood what matters is the choke points. What matters is becoming a gatekeeper. And if you are able to achieve the position of gatekeeper, then, as communists do, you will simply force what you want on all of them. It's simple. Now, there are two other aspects of this, three other aspects of this poll that are huge, but we need to get away from this for a bit. We need to talk about Medal of Honor. Maybe even a little history. You ready to celebrate an American hero? We'll get to that in a moment. Before we get to that, let us put our money where our morals are in the most real way humanly possible. You see, preborn, they're out there as we speak, saving babies' lives. I got this long email from Trucker Tom. Came across $1,400. It's a long story. He made a better deal for himself. He came across $1,400. He decided, well, preborn, as you know, $28 saves a baby's life, buys that young woman an ultrasound. $140 saves five babies' lives. He decided, because he made $1,400, he's giving all of it to preborn. Now, I'm not exactly a mathematician, but I believe Trucker Tom just saved 50 lives tonight. 50 people will have life. What difference did Tom just make? Did he just cure cancer? Did he start a church somewhere? Did he, who knows? How much is the world better because of Trucker Tom? Go and save a life tonight. preborn.com/Jesse. All right. Preborn.com/Jesse. Save a baby's life tonight. Sponsored by Preborn. Now it is time for Medal of Honor Monday. You ready? I'm ready. Let's do it.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.